the first two shots I heard, and then I felt those bullets pass me, you know, right by inches.
The next rounds fired would change Charlie Smith's life.
And the third bullet, you know, right before the third bullet, I don't know what pushed my head down, but something pushed my head down, and right when my head got down, I felt that bullet nick the top of my head, and I hear them other three pass right by me.
The bullet cut a hole in Smith's hat, touched his skin as it sped by. If his head had not gone down, he might not be alive.
You think it might have been God?
I don't think it was God. It was absolutely God.
Despite the six shots fired at close distance, Smith was unharmed by the bullets physically, but mentally he still carries scars.
Well, I haven't went to work for a couple of weeks, and I haven't went out anywhere for a month. And being traumatized about it, you know, when I think about, like, for instance, I hear a loud bang, I just happen to tick my head down and look around for a while, you know?
Loud bangs are commonplace at the airport where Smith works, and he has a hard time getting through the day without panicking. He smokes a cigarette and tries to forget, but says it's impossible. It's not clear what prompted the attack. Shouting was reported, along with the gunshots, and maybe more details will be learned at the sentencing. But one thing that is clear is Smith is unhappy and concerned about Meisner's plea deal.
He had an intent to kill me. I feel like he should have gotten 25 to life for attempted murder.
The deal that Meisner took brought his jail time down from 8 years to 9 months. Meisner pleaded guilty to a charge of assault in the second degree for hitting Smith with his gun before the shooting. The state also seeks to dismiss six other charges, ranging from more assaults to misconduct involving weapons in the second degree. The deal comes just weeks after community members expressed concern over another case in which a violent offender was given a deal, the case of Derek Adams, or the Banished Man, as he's become known. Adams was released from prison after being involved in a fire that killed three people, banished from his village and three others, and then sentenced to 3 years time served and 10 years parole. District Attorney Michael Gray said this was the best the state could get because of lack of evidence. Adams then landed back in jail when he was arrested recently for possession of heroin. Daniel Meisner faces sentencing in January for the assault conviction. Charlie Smith says he fears that if Meisner gets out, he may try to finish the job. The district attorney, Michael Gray, could not be reached by phone for comment on this story. In Bethel, I'm Adrian Wagner.